From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Walk along Alabama's longest continuous footpath, and you'll see more and more hikers taking in the scene. Construction on the Pinhoti Trail began in the 1970s and now stretches roughly 350 miles from southeast Alabama to north Georgia. It may not have the name recognition of the Appalachian Trail, but outdoor enthusiasts say it's gaining popularity. For this month's Outdoor Connections, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen learns how the Pinhoti is sparking economic opportunity.
At the Pinhoti Outdoor Center, rain is good for business. The full-service hostel sits right off of Highway 280 in Sylacauga. On a wet Saturday, all six bunk beds are full. Long-distance hikers like Lauren Velaz are escaping the storm and taking a much-needed rest day.
If you want to see the most hilarious thing that'll never be undone, my tan lines are like permanent flesh socks.
Velaz and her partner have already hiked roughly 1,400 miles. They started in Key West and plan to finish in Quebec, Canada. They're following a path called the Eastern Continental Trail. Velaz says when they leave the hostel, they'll pick up where they left off, and they're headed for the Pinhoti.
It's going to be like our best little chunk that we've had so far. Florida was super flat and not very mountainous and a lot of road walking, so we're ready to be in some mountains.
The Pinhoti follows the lower Appalachian Mountains, winding through longleaf pine forest, passing streams and waterfalls. The trail begins at Flag Mountain in Coosa County and ends in North Georgia. That's where it links up with another path that connects to the Appalachian Trail. It's the more popular trail in the South, says Nathan Wright.
I've always wanted to have a hostel, and I thought I wanted to be on the Appalachian Trail.
Wright says after he got to know the hiking community in Alabama, he changed his mind.
Really fell in love with the Pinhoti Trail and realized there was very limited to none of services for the trail for the hikers.
In 2019, he and his wife, Kim Wright, opened the Pinhoti Outdoor Center. They say business took off during the pandemic and continues to grow. More people want to get outside, and a few well-known hikers helped raise awareness of the trail. That means more opportunities for economic development.
The growth of the trail is helping with that. These communities are seeing, oh, okay, then these hikers come in and they spend money in the communities.
And it's growing. I mean, we've seen a lot of more people growing in support of the Pinhoti Trail and supporting the hikers.
A good example is in Heflin, Alabama. The Pinhoti Trail passes right by Heflin at around mile 114. Local trail expert Adam Dassinger points out the location.
Pinhoti, if you're going southbound, comes out of the woods.
In 2018, Dassinger worked with city officials to create a three-mile spur trail from the Pinhoti to Heflin City Hall. Dassinger says it's a win-win for hikers and the city.
For economic development, the resources are here, so I thought we just need to capitalize more and let these hikers know that they're welcome in Heflin.
Hikers come to town to stock up on food and supplies, eat a burger, drink a beer. Some stay a night at the local motel. Those who want to avoid a three-mile trek into town can catch a ride with Tammy Perry. She's the Economic Development Director for Cleburne County. Perry says the Pinhoti Trail brings all kinds of people to Heflin. She loves hearing their stories and helping them out.
We just make it easy for them to come in and spend money. And once they find out that you support the trail, they make it a point to come here on their hike because they want to support you if you're supporting them.
Perry says so far this year, at least 50 hikers have come through Heflin, and most spend upwards of $100. Heflin is now one of three Pinhoti trail towns in Alabama. Adam Dassinger says he expects other cities to follow their lead.
The Pinhoti, I view us like the Appalachian Trail was maybe 40 or 50 years ago. We've got this government trail, and people are coming into this town. What do we do with them?
There have been talks about combining the Pinhoti with the Appalachian Trail. But Alabama hikers like Nathan Wright are against the idea. He says the Pinhoti has its own identity. It's quieter, less developed.
The good thing that we hear all the time is it's not overcrowded. And we like that.
He does want more people to enjoy the trail, but he wants the growth to be organic and steady. Wright says business usually slows down in June. Summer brings intense heat, ticks, and snakes along the Pinhoti. But for now, hikers continue to trek through Alabama, leaving footprints and a few dollars behind. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.